Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday.
It is.
Powered by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, amazingly smooth.
And Box still in CK's office?
I don't know. Might need to find out.
We might get started.
Although my flight just got delayed.
Good. See, now, what time you leave?
I was on at 5 o'clock. Now it's at 5:40.
Well, I'll see you at the airport.
Yeah?
I'm leaving the same airport you are. Where you going?
Dulles.
Yeah. Oh, you're on Dulles. I'm going to Nashville. So
Can't hang. I usually mess up what gate I'm at, but if I see you at Nashville Dulles.
I have to admit something.
Uh-oh.
So yesterday, I had an appearance in Alexandria. So I was like, you know, my grandson and my daughter was flying in. I said, you know, I can just get them from the airport. And I'm flying out of DCA today. And I thought they were flying into DCA, but they were flying into Dulles. So I was at DCA.
Waiting for them?
To go get them. And I said, yeah. I was talking to Molly. She said, well, yeah. I said, I'm about a minute from the airport. She was like, already? I'm like, yeah. I was right there in Alexandria. I just came to DCA. She's like, fool, they going into Dulles.
Oh, with the baby, too.
But, hey, I live close to the airport. She was there. She got him.
Monica picked him
up?
Okay, so that worked out.
Yeah.
I went
to the wrong airport, Jay.
Hey, man, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
But, like, you just go to the wrong gates all the time.
I always go to the wrong gate. I never look for updated information. Whatever I hear first is what I'm going with. You and I, it's time to get serious. You got a prediction for tomorrow?
All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to let people understand. I have a good feeling about this game. And I've been feeling like this ever since the end of the other game. But I don't know if it's going to be like that high scoring thing.
I like the
other. Average is 35. I think it's going to be under. I mean, 55. I know it's going to be under that. I'm thinking your score would be right around 28. 24.
So you and I, and you're taking Washington.
Yeah.
I very much feel we didn't come this far. If you look at, like, the matrix of options here, right, there's generally—
Can you put that shirt on the right side? It's actually killing me every time I look over there. Bro.
I like it. I look like Eminem from 8 Mile.
No, you don't.
That's the look I'm
no,
giving.
No, you don't.
That's the vibe I'm giving off, right, Landfill? About to steal your girl. My buddy's going to shoot himself in the foot. Cheddar Bob or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I mean—
Speaking of Cheddar Bob, Rooster's here.
I don't hate the look.
I hate it, Landfill.
Give Rooster a mic. I want a prediction. And he obviously just showed up.
Is Rooster say he going to the game tomorrow? He driving up.
He obviously just showed up because Landfill has a bunch of nuggets. Hello, Chris.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I can't hear what you guys are saying because I don't have my earbuds. Oh, now I can hear. Okay.
Well, you'll get Jeff's head oil on your ears. Well,
that's fun. Happy birthday to me.
The ladies love Jeff's head oil. Is it your birthday?
No, I was just saying that.
Okay. He had a burgundy shirt on, that black shirt.
Are you driving to Detroit?
Yeah, I'll meet you there. Second quarter, 6 minutes left to go.
Are you driving to Detroit?
No.
You're flying.
I am flying, unfortunately, at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And what time you land?
Why is that unfortunate?
Because it's 6 a.m. and I got to get up at 3:15.
What time you land?
You booked it.
I land at 10:45 because I got to go through Atlanta.
Where are you flying from?
Dulles.
And you got to get up at 3:15?
Yeah, for a 6 o'clock flight.
Are you crazy?
Be Mitch. You guys know me. I'm always early.
You know
early.
Where I live. Chris, I will leave my house for a 6 o'clock flight. Right around 4:45.
Yeah, that's what I would do too.
I would get up about 4:15.
You need to get there. Are you checking a bag?
No, I wasn't planning on it.
Okay,
but now I got to bring radio equipment and all that stuff, so I might have to.
Why are you bringing radio equipment?
Well, because things are going on. Like Grant was supposed to bring his equipment. I don't know if he's going to be there. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say. I'm hosting a show from 3 to 6 tomorrow, right here on the Big Stick. I mean, they're letting the rooster
Detroit?
Out of the cage. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
In the press box. You're going to come and join me?
Oh, hell no. I'm not coming to the press box.
So
hold
on. Be nice. I need you guys.
Hey.
If I'm
you may not
there,
want me on your show if I'm 3 to 6 tomorrow.
All right.
He's going to Greek Town. Hang out
casino.
With some feta cheese and the casino.
I might be at Windsor.
It's just a swim right across the river, B.
I don't think you should swim. Your flight that you booked goes from Dulles to Atlanta to Detroit?
Yeah, I originally booked a noon flight out of Reagan getting to Detroit at 5:30 through Chicago O'Hare, and I was told that I was insane.
I would have loved to have seen that.
What,
guess what?
What hotel are you staying at?
Well, I don't have a hotel now because the hotel was in Grant's name, so I don't know if I'm going to have to book a new hotel.
Just call the hotel and add your name.
I don't know what's going on. I just got hit with this information. I was more interested in Landfill's bonus.
Whoever made the original...
Who booked this for you? You?
Hotel? Me!
No, the original hotel
was in Grant's name?
No. Grant booked a hotel himself.
Have Grant call and change it
to your
name.
Maybe I'm going to try that, but Grant right now is he's sick.
He was talking about being sick on the air yesterday. I don't think it's a surprise.
But I guess he's really sick. So I don't know what's going on. Either way, check this out. Sunday, I'm stuck in Detroit all day at scheduled. My flight's not supposed to leave until like 9:30 Sunday
mile,
night.
Hang out.
Whoa, 9:30 Sunday night.
Sunday night, and there's supposed to be 2 to 4 inches of snow in the D.C. metro area on Sunday afternoon. There's no chance I'm making it back.
This place flights. Called 8 Miles, real nice. Just hang on.
A lot of people look like me there. I'm dressed like Eminem from 8 Mile today, if you haven't noticed. Why did you book these god-awful flights? What'd you save, $63?
Guy.
No. There were no straight flights. When you got yours that night. There were no straight flights after that.
I didn't book a Sunday night flight because I didn't know if I didn't know if I had a credential. I'm not you.
You mean a Saturday night flight?
What?
I didn't book a... No, I'm saying I didn't book a flight Sunday night after the Tampa win Monday morning because I had to wait until I got approval for the credential.
I get that.
Which was Tuesday afternoon.
And this was just all that was left?
Yeah, that's it,
man.
Bro.
So you're slated to spend...
I mean that wasn't $1,000+.
Right. So you're slated to spend roughly 36 hours in Detroit currently?
Now, yes.
And you have no lodging?
As of right now, it's in flux.
If I have a sofa, I'll call you.
If you have a sofa?
Yeah, you let the rooster crash on your sofa?
I let him crash on the sofa. I'm not laying in the bed with him.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Even if we won't foot head, I'm not doing that.
That's fair.
Oh,
man.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, boy. Hey, that's very nice of you, though. I
passed over
that
stuff when I left college.
It's very nice of you. I appreciate that. I mean, notice how there wasn't an offer from JP.
Hell no. Because JP has stuff all over the room. You don't want to sleep in this room anyway.
That's not always true.
It's mostly true.
On these short little trips, I bring very little. I hang my clothes
wherever
up.
You bring, it's all over the place. Mm.
One time he booked a hotel room with a stripper pole in it.
And a shower.
And a shower in the middle of the room.
That was odd.
Attaboy.
Shout out to Cleveland.
He talked about saving money. He like to stay at weird hotels.
I love the hotel I'm staying at this time. Bruce, if I got extra room, you can crash there.
All right, thank
but
you.
But I also think... calling the hotel where you have it booked and just changing the name is very easy to do.
Guy, I'm going to work on that after my show, but I've
got
to
start for an hour before the show.
The show doesn't start till 2,
it's true, but I need to listen to you guys during the 1 o'clock hour so I know exactly what to repeat.
Give me a prediction, quick. I just realized we got the governor coming.
30-27 Detroit.
Ugh.
If they get to 27, they win the game.
We didn't come this far to pick Detroit. We came this far to say... that the Burgundy and Gold win 26-24. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, we return.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod. The podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.